We have challenging words, another unsettling parable from our Savior Jesus today. And as he concludes the parable, he turns to the chief priests and the elders and asks the question, well, what is the owner of the vineyard going to do to those tenants when he comes? And they respond, he will put them to a wretched death. Which is an answer that Jesus does not refute. Rather, he makes it even more personal as he turns to them and he says, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to those who will produce its fruit. Isaiah shared a similar story from the Old Testament, a similar prophecy about the Lord providing everything for this vineyard, expecting it to bear fruit, and then when it doesn't, he decides to leave the vineyard to go into ruin. These are unsettling words, anxiety producing. Makes us ask ourselves, well, what am I doing with this stewardship that God has entrusted to me? That is, with my life. Is it bearing fruit for the Master? Have I neglected this vineyard? Have I usurped it for my own ends, to do with it as I please rather than what he desires? I don't know about you, but that gives me a little anxiety to ask those questions, to think about my life. And yet we hear from St. Paul today, have no anxiety at all. No matter what's going on in everything, we can be at peace. The peace of God can be with us. What? How can we have this peace when... I mean, clearly, the early Christians were fully aware that God was expecting fruit from them, from their witness to Christ. Many of them were being asked to make great sacrifices. Many of them were losing their homes or their jobs or their lives to follow Jesus. And yet, according to St. Paul, they could have total peace. God's peace could guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How? They weren't living in anxiety. How did they live in this peace? Well, St. Paul says to them, I think the answer of how. He says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things, right? So when they do that, they can be assured that the peace of God is with them. So whatever is true, brothers and sisters, not the falsehoods or the myths or the imaginary realities that are presented to us, oftentimes through entertainment or sensational media. Think about our lives. Are we lending our minds and our hearts to that which is true? You know, what inputs is usually what comes out, right? So what are we allowing ourselves to listen to hear? What are we pursuing? Is it what is honorable or what is dishonorable? In other words, the things that you'd be happy for others to notice that you did or said that would be truly of service to others and their souls? What is pure? We know that there are so many displays of false love that objectify the human person, reduce them to an object of pleasure, reducing the dignity of our bodies and of our human sexuality. Are we seeking what is pure or what is impure? Whatever is lovely, whatever is worthy of being loved, whatever is gracious, whatever could be recognized as truly a gift from God, are we pursuing these things? Are these the things we lend our minds and hearts to? Whatever is just, whatever is excellent, rather than the mediocrity or always seeking the minimum standard to get by in our jobs or in our spiritual lives. Whatever is worthy of praise, think about these things. So imagine, friends, if you're flipping through the channels, right, of your television, how often are you going to find that which is true and honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, truly excellent, worthy of praise? If a stranger found your Netflix account and was looking at your recently watched, right, would you be a little bit uncomfortable? Or would you be able to say, all of those things are the pursuit of what is true and pure and lovely, gracious? We know that there are so many other messages, so many other things calling for our attention, so many other things that sadly we think about, we lend our attention to. This is why we're experiencing so much anxiety. This is why we're not at peace. If we were to think about these things, when we think about these things, there's not any anxiety about the day that the Master comes to our vineyard. We'll be at peace about that. In fact, we might even be excited for the Master to come. Look at all the fruit that's being born here in your vineyard for your sake and for your glory. Because when we think about these things, the things that are of God, the things that are from above, we know that we're accompanied by God throughout our day, in the midst of our work, in our prayer. And we're excited to experience the fullness of those things when He comes to meet us. The very things we've been contemplating, we want even more. We want the fullness of them. And so we're at peace. We're even excited about His coming. Perhaps a story from my life that might illustrate this difference. October 8th, 2009... today's October 8th, was my diaconate anniversary at St. Peter's in Rome. So this is 14 years as a deacon today. But in the year leading up to that, as I continued on in seminary, my formation, my preparation, I was riddled with anxiety about my vocation. Was asking often, well, why me, Lord? I'm not good enough. I'm not holy enough. I'm not ready. I'm not going to glorify You. I'm not sure if I even want this. There was maybe not exaggerated anxiety, but there was real anxiety there. A few months before my ordination, I don't know exactly how, but the Lord gave me a gift. He basically said, David, it's not about you. Stop looking at yourself. You see in yourself these deficiencies, falsehoods, injustice, impurity, things that are not lovely, things that are opposed to the work of His grace in my life, a lack of excellence. But it's not about you. If you keep your eyes fixed on Me, you'll understand. You may not be true and honorable and just, but I am. And I am the one who wants to do the work through you and in you. I am the one who is calling you to this. So, beginning to think about these things that are of God, rather than the lack of those things in me, totally changed my perspective. Experienced the profound peace and a tremendous joy and the capacity to surrender to the work of God and to the life that lay ahead of me. We have been given a stewardship. The Lord has planted this vineyard of our lives. And He does expect a return. He will come to visit us. But brothers and sisters, if we keep our eyes fixed on Him and His goodness, if we do all for His glory, if we're thinking about these things that are true and just and honorable and gracious and pure and excellent and worthy of praise, we will have no anxiety at all. We can dwell in His peace and even with an excitement about His coming.